This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Birdseed delivered. Jumping worms continue to be a big topic. It's an Asian earthworm that turns your soil into something like coffee grounds while destroying your plants and lawn. It's been in the Twin Cities since 2006 and has been confirmed in over a dozen states in the Midwest. Wisconsin started seeing it in 2013. They're called jumping worms because they wiggle intensely when disturbed and sometimes appear to be jumping. It's believed that they were spread by people moving potted plants, soil, compost, mulch, traded plants, and fishing bait. They eat leaf litter and even larger chip mulch. If you get an infestation, especially on a slope, it's primed for erosion because the soil is so loose. When a garden dries out, the jumping worms cluster around roots of plants and eat the fine ones that absorb moisture, eventually killing the plant. With garden clubs having special plant sales, it's especially important to examine the plants. I have a link to the University of Minnesota Extension and other resources with much more information on the jumping worms that includes plant sale recommendations. There are no pesticides labeled for worms in the United States. To control jumping worm populations in smaller areas like your garden, researchers suggest removing any adult worms, place them in a plastic bag, leave them in the sun for at least 10 minutes, and then throw them away. If you think you've seen them, please report it to your local DNR office. I have much more information on GardenBite.com. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.